Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Bring them down to the water and I will test them. Judges 7, verse 4. Are you somebody who will spend hour after hour, day after day, week after week, trying to help your mates overcome their issues? If so, you'll know it can be frustrating. Very often, one step forward, two steps back. God loves that kind of faithfulness, but be careful. He doesn't need you to do his job for him. So you need to know where your work ends and his starts. Gideon was surrounded by too many people, and lots of them were in the high maintenance category. God showed Gideon who he should keep with him and who he should send home. And during the first test, the fear test, Gideon let go 22,000 men, only leaving 10,000. Two-thirds of his army were too scared to go on. Next was the water test. God told Gideon, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues, just like a dog, from those who kneel down to drink." And only 300 soldiers passed this next test. We can learn two lessons from this story. 1. You need to be able to see your enemy approaching. Those who kneel down to drink sacrifice their vision to satisfy their immediate need. And 2. When God reduces your support, it's in order to give you a miraculous victory. So when the people around you can't pass God's water test, let them go and trust God, because he has something better in mind.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.